E-scooter users will have to wear high-vis clothing and helmet from tomorrow after regulations were signed yesterday by Minister for Transport Dara O'Brien and the Minister of State with responsibility for road safety Sean Canny. However, it is expected it will take up to 12 more weeks to ban them for under-18s. It comes as the government says it is because it has to go through the EU on foot of legal advice. Fianna Fáil TD for Dublin Midwest and the party's transport spokesperson Shane Moynihan joins me now on the line. Deputy, good morning. Thanks for taking our call on the show.
Good morning, Hannah. Good morning to your listeners. Thanks for having me on.
So you've said changes to e-scooter legislation are welcome. They're a welcome first step towards better regulation. But I do have to ask about that legislation banning the use of them for under-18s. Was it known before announcing the change that it would have to go through the EU first on foot of legal advice? Or is this information that the government only found out about recently?
I think through the process of any sort of decision and any sort of regulation being changed, there is a requirement that after political agreement has been announced, as was the case at the start of the summer, the Attorney General then looks at it and assesses whether or not there are any legal implications. And that's the normal thing that happens in the processing of any regulatory change. And in this instance, the Attorney General identified that there may be a step where we have to make sure that we're compliant with our European responsibilities because we're changing the rules about how a product may be sold. Hmm. It is very much the intention of the government that this change will be introduced before the end of the year, but we just need to make sure that we get it right with regard to our European responsibilities as well. I think the other thing I'd add to that as well, while I do welcome the changes in regulation, this is, I hope, the first in a series of changes that will take place, there's also two other pillars to how we think about e-scooters. There's enforcement and there's also education and awareness. And I think we have to be aware of those two pillars as well in taking a coherent approach to how we approach e-scooters. I've never been in favour of an outright ban on e-scooters. I think they have a very valuable role to play in our transport infrastructure and in our transport system. What we need to do is promote and ensure the safe use of those e-scooters as well.
And speaking of the enforcement, I think that kind of seems to be the main root of the issue here with e-scooters is, you know, there are rules in place already. They're already banned for under 16s, and yet we are still seeing children using them. How are we going to enforce in these new regulations if we're already struggling at the minute?
Well, in fairness to regard to Sia Conn, I think we've seen a step change in the approach to enforcement this year alone. I mean, there's a 400% increase in the number of illegally held and illegally used e-scooters by members of the Garda Síochána Conn. For sure, we still have space to go on that one, but that is happening, and that's something that the Garda are very serious about. In addition to that, I had the Garda Commissioner in front of the Transport Committee before the summer, where I explicitly asked him about the training that's been made available to members of the Garda Síochána Conn to pursue people on e-scooters if they don't comply with the direction to stop, and to make a tactical intervention to remove them from the e-scooter if, again, they don't comply with that direction to stop. And that training is being undertaken by members of the Garda Síochána Conn with Devon and Cornwall Police at the moment. Mm. I would say that, like, with regard to things like high-vis and helmets, ultimately the law says that if a Garda directs you to stop and asks you why you're not wearing a helmet and a high-vis, it is an offence not to stop in the first instance. So I think, you know, it is important we focus on enforcement, but it's also important that we focus on the fact that when a Garda directs you to do something, especially with regard to a road traffic event, you have to stop, and that it is an offence not to comply with that directive as well.
And if they don't stop and then there is a, you know, a pursuit is needed. I mean, I was speaking with the Garda Representative Association a few mm-hmm. months ago saying protection is needed for members when it comes to pursuing e-scooters.
Yeah.
What are they saying? Have they been involved in these discussions surrounding the legislation and the pursuit of people on e-scooters?
Well, I think the Garda Commissioner has been very clear in making sure that he has the training available to members of his force. The Minister of Justice has indicated that he is looking at an indemnity or a special type of licence for members of the Garda Síochána Conn. And in fairness to the Garda Representative Association, they've called for that. They've asked for a special licence to be made available to Garda members when they are on duty and when they do have to undertake more intensive driving or pursuit. And that's something that the Minister is assessing. But I don't want to take away from the efforts that are being made by the Garda Síochána Conn at the moment. I mean, they are using drone technology. They're operating checkpoints around the country using dynamometers to make sure that e-scooters are compliant with legal specifications and stuff. And that is proving effective. And the proof of that pudding is in the number of illegally held e-scooters and illegally used e-scooters that are being detained and seized by Garda Síochána Conn at the moment.
I also want to ask you, Deputy, just in news that we were hearing today that the bus and train fares are to be going up. What is the reason behind that? Because people, the argument being made this morning is that we are being urged to use public transport more, cost of living crisis, the price of everything is going up. But on the other hand, now the government are increasing those fares. What is the reason behind that?
Well, I've only seen the report in the Irish Times, Hannah, so I don't have full detail on what sort of announcements are being made today. But I would certainly be of the view, and I hope and think the minister is of too, that if there is any increases in fares, that would be used to unlock services. So for people in my constituency and your constituency that would use the Dublin Kildare line, that we'd see additional trains on those routes to make sure that that's funded. So if we are going to see any changes in fares, I think they have to be tied to very clearly extra provision and additional unlocking additional services to make public transport more attractive.
Deputy, thanks for joining us on the Kildare Today Show this morning. That is Fianna Fáil TD for Dublin Midwest and the party's transport spokesperson, Shane Moynihan.